Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. To talk to you a little bit about why you may feel undervalued in a relationship. Okay, so this primarily goes most for, well, it can really apply to different attachment styles in different ways. Like anxious will feel this way because they're often denying themselves of their needs, not speaking up about what they want in case they get abandoned. Fearful avoidance are often overgiving and under receiving because they feel like they're not worthy or not deserving, or they're afraid of feeling like a burden or weak for relying on other people. Dismissive avoidance are absolutely afraid of feeling weak for relying on other people. And they often will feel criticized because they're not using their like words to explain where they're coming from, what's going on. They'll try a little bit, but they feel defeated, you know, using like emotional literacy quite quickly. And they don't have a lot of good modeling there. So when they feel criticized, they tend to really feel undervalued and withdraw. So it can really apply to different people, different attachment styles in different ways. But I want to just share like these underlying reasons and how you can start changing some of these things. So number one, you may be in a position where you are feeling like, okay, I am not getting a need met. And then you give meaning to that need not being met. So you go, okay, I am not getting this need met. And it's because the person doesn't care about me. It's because if they cared about me more or they valued me more, they would make an effort to meet the need. When usually, if you see the needs through, or if you express the needs more clearly, the needs would be met. And it's usually going in that direction. If you want to do a deep dive with scripts, with really specific examples in depth, the advanced needs course inside the Personal Development School takes you through that step by step in detail, from identifying to expressing, to seeing your needs through, to receiving, all those different things. Number two, then you get into that storytelling part. So you say, I'm not cared about. I'm undervalued. It's because they think something's wrong with me would be the dismissive avoidant version. It's because they think I'm, you know, not cared for, not important to them would be the FA version. It's because they are going to abandon me and I'm not valued and they're going to leave would be the anxious, preoccupied version. All the meaning we give to things is always based on our unresolved past traumas and emotional history. And yes, relationships and people in our life can exacerbate those things. But out of all of the thousands upon thousands of pieces of meaning you could give to a situation, we give those wounds that are really close to home for us because they are a part of our internal programming at a subconscious level being activated. If you want to reprogram those wounds literally for good, emotional mastery and belief reprogramming course inside the Personal Development School. I had an amazing, amazing woman, and she's been at the school for almost since the beginning and really doing the work. And she came on and she was talking about something she was asking. And she said, I have no core wounds left. I just don't have any. And that's what happens. If you do the work on reprogramming and you're consistent, you will get to a place where you do not have core wounds. It doesn't mean things won't bother you or upset you like a normal human being. But things will bother you, but it will bother you like a securely attached person. Like if you don't have this pre-history, honestly, she's probably beyond a securely attached person because she's not coming from any place of like securely attached people can still have core wounds. But you come from a place of looking at it for what it is, not personalizing it. If something doesn't feel right to you, you communicate, you speak up, you feel comfortable doing so. And you're not taking an external situation that doesn't go your way and saying, it's because I'm not good enough. It's because I'm bad. It's because I'm a burden. I'm unworthy. I'm unimportant. Nobody cares about me. You're not doing that anymore. You're like, oh, what caused this? Okay, what was going on from their perspective? What was happening from mine? How do we work through this? Okay, and that's a much more empowering way of living life. It gives you so much emotional energy back to put into all the different areas of your life. And it sure makes relationships a heck of a lot easier. So that's huge. Number three, if you're not clear about your boundaries, you're always going to feel undervalued in relationships. Why? Because you're going to be saying yes when you mean no. You're going to be depleting yourself accordingly. You're going to feel like, that, oh, it's because people are taking advantage of me. But a lot of the time, it's because we're not speaking up for our own boundaries, or we're not even identifying and knowing what our boundaries are. And then we get into a position where we feel really, really stuck, really hurt, really undervalued. And we really like betray our sense of self every time we forego a boundary because we didn't even know it was maybe there. If you need boundaries work, boundaries course inside the personal development school. So I'm not saying that you have to do this stuff. I'm just saying if you want to do a deeper dive, that content has like specific reprogramming tools, structure, will save you so much time, super clear and way more in depth because I have a lot more time to go into concepts, ideas on long form videos and in-depth courses. So with that being said, that's a huge piece, not knowing your boundaries. And it will also make you feel unseen and unheard if you don't know your boundaries, right? Or if you don't know your needs, because you'll go, well, why doesn't the person show up the way I need them to? Why don't they do this thing that I really want them to do? They must not care about me. And usually it's because they have no idea, because we all project from our perception. We always try to give what we think we would want. And that can be really limiting in relationships. And so we learn to really see outside of our perspective, understand other people's patterning, and then we get really empowered to make big changes from there. And the very last thing I want to point out here is it could also be that you're just choosing people who are emotionally unavailable. And if that's the case, it's usually because you're in a pattern of re-traumatization at a subconscious level, because you are emotionally unavailable to yourself. It's your shadow. You're keeping those patterns alive. And then it's your own subconscious comfort zone. And when other people come along that treat you the way that you treat the relationship to yourself, we feel very familiar about it. We feel very attracted to it. Ooh, this person's so familiar. Oh, wow, I feel so comfortable with them right away. The subconscious mind chooses familiar because familiarity equals safety, which equals survival. And we are very survival wired at the end of the day. So if you get into a position where you're choosing people who are emotionally unavailable, and that's part of what's making you feel undervalued, there's really important golden nuggets in there for you to extract, to work on in the relationship to yourself, to change your subconscious comfort zone through reprogramming by becoming emotionally available to yourself over time. That requires learning about your needs, paying attention to your feelings, learning to self-soothe. Emotional mastery belief reprogramming course, huge for that. Needs course, huge for that. And then learning to really develop that relationship to yourself. All of a sudden your subconscious comfort zone is different. And now we are not attracted to people in that same way that are this old representation of our past, because we've changed, we've transformed. We are really accessing our potential now. And we are attracted to people who treat us in a better way, because this is a reflection of how we treat ourselves. So hopefully that makes a lot of sense. So I just wanted to pop in here and let you know we are running a 7-day free trial to everything at the Personal Development School. This means all of the courses, literally every single one, combined with the 4 live weekly webinars that I host with all of our students. You can come in, you can leave your camera on, you can ask questions, you can turn your camera off and just do audio, or you can type your questions in the chat. And we get this live interaction for any relationship or any questions whatsoever that you have. And we also have daily community events that are hosted by trained facilitators, coaches, and we have them so that you can set up communication practice and you can work through communication scripts. There's so many different features of PDS, and I would love for you to come in, try it out, check it out, see if it's for you, dive into some of the courses. You can download and print off the workbooks, and I would love to see you on the other side.